WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The strained relationship between China and the U.S., the focus of a high-level meeting today with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing.
President Biden has been clear that he is committed to managing this important relationship responsibly.
After the meeting, both countries promoted unity and cooperation in securing world peace. In the presidential race, the Trump campaign, including VP nominee J.D. Vance, defending former President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. Cemetery officials call the incident a campaign photo op, which is prohibited under federal law. Trump could talk about it as he holds a town hall later today in Wisconsin. Democrat Kamala Harris's campaign calls the controversy pretty sad. She and her running mate, Tim Walz, are on a bus tour in Georgia. And Boar's Head deli meat linked to a deadly listeria outbreak nationwide. 9 people have died, 57 others in 18 states are sick. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Wisconsin Dells Middle School and Spring Hill Elementary School are in need of upgrades, and the school district is asking taxpayers to fund them this fall. A $4.5 million referendum is being placed on the November 5th ballot to address security at the middle school entrance and drop-off and pick-up traffic flow at Spring Hill Elementary. The projects would be the start of the second phase of the district's master facilities plan, which emphasizes safety and security at the schools. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office released more information after 9 Reedsburg area students were cited for disorderly conduct. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, several incidents that happened earlier this month between the hours of 9 and 11:30 p.m., which included sounding off air horns outside of people's homes and shining lights at homes, as well as knocking on windows and ringing doorbells. Deputies interviewed multiple students, which resulted in 9 being cited. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday Eve. Just about another weekend, and for a lot of us, we are just counting down the minutes until we get that extra day off next week. That's right, some of us won't be here on Monday. It's Huey Lewis in the news now. I want a new drug.
80s, 90s, and more.
Call me, 99.7 Max FM.
I won't back down. There is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 713 right now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Friday Eve?
I'm doing pretty good, Maddie. Of course, this is the frustrating day because we're close enough to the weekend, but we're not quite there yet. It's not as bad as Monday,
right?
But we're not Friday, so this is the day we got to get through because this is the frustrating one.
Because as of yesterday, people were ready. And I think for a lot of people with the four-day weekend coming, that just ups the ante a little bit as far as anticipation goes for the Labor Day weekend. So we'll make it through. Lots of good music, some entertainment, all of that good stuff. We'll do our best here at Max FM.
Yeah.
Now, anything fun and exciting happening at your house right now?
The thrill and the excitement of the doctor's appointment happened yesterday. Aww. That's always a thrill
Gross.
Ride there. Yeah.
Nobody likes to go to the doctor. No.
And as you get older, of course, you have more, you know, complaints and aches and pains that you have to unload. And then eventually you just go, okay, all right.
Right.
This poor doctor. I mean, he's just trying to do his job, and here's all my aches and pains. Then violin lessons in the afternoon, of course.
Sure.
Other than that, I'm kind of going down the Saturday Night Live rabbit hole now because there's this new movie that's coming out about Saturday Night Live and its humble beginnings. So I'm reading a book about the backstage stuff, actually rereading it. And then I started to, on Peacock, you can go back and watch all of the old Saturday Night Live episodes.
Isn't that just the best, by the way?
It's so cool. Because, I mean, Maddie, it's almost like it's a time capsule. I mean, right. It takes you right back to that point, yes, in the 70s. And the pilot episode or the premiere episode featured George Carlin. Yeah. And then the second one was really just a Paul Simon concert. I mean, that's really what it was, because there was Paul Simon was the host and he did so many musical numbers. And that was just like the first couple of episodes. But it's cool to go back and see the musical
guests. And think
about
that for just a moment, because George Carlin is no longer with us. Paul Simon, because of hearing issues, because he's performed live for so many years, he rarely does any sort of live show anymore. Right. I'm not sure he's ever going to probably perform live, because he's lost hearing, a majority of his hearing, because of all of his live performances over the years. But you think about the history and the people who have come and gone, and the people who are no longer part of Hollywood just because of age, or they've decided that they wanted to step out of the limelight and do something different. Or you think about the actors, the actresses, and the musicians that are just no longer on the earth. SNL is like a treasure trove of history, entertainment history and pop culture history, and that's why I think I love it. I mean, you go back to the days before Chevy Chase was this big jerk that people actually wanted to work with, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about all of this stuff, though. You've got the Gilda Radners of the world on that show, and Eddie Murphy just at the start of his career. It is really, truly a treasure trove of history in the pop culture movement, I think, anyway. But
yeah, and I'm wondering with this new movie, because I don't really recognize too many of the actors that are going to be playing.
Yeah, it seems like a very new, young cast, doesn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah.
Which I kind of appreciate, because
I can appreciate that, yep.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes those new, younger ones are going to have their own fresh take on the individuals they're portraying. It's not like we're seeing another Timothy Chalamet trying to be Chevy Chase, right? When we've seen him already as Willy Wonka and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, these are new, young, fresh faces who we have no preconceived notions about already. We haven't seen them in any other roles for the most part. Yeah.
Any attachment to anything they've done in the past. So we can just hopefully see them as John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase and Gilda Radner. Yeah, but it should be interesting. Interesting story, too, because Lorne Michaels has been executive producer of this thing since the very beginning.
Overlord. Is what he is.
Yeah, exactly.
In a good way, in a very
good way. In a
good way,
yeah. But,
it's not like Darth Vader out there, honestly.
The show had a rocky start. I mean, it didn't... I mean, they were doing something completely different back then. You know,
and if you've seen the trailer for the movie or read any of the books, you'll get this really quick understanding that that the execs at NBC did not want SNL to succeed at all. They basically gave Lorne Michaels his shot, thinking that if they gave him the shot, it was going to prove that he was not talented, he was basically no good at his job, and it was going to come and it was going to go quickly. Well, here we are almost 50 years later, and Lorne Michaels is looking at retirement because he committed to basically 50 years of doing SNL, and now we're talking about the fact that the show is still a legacy show, a flagship for NBC, and the fact that now we're looking at handing the reins off to someone else once Lorne Michaels finally does step down as overlord of SNL. So,
and I believe it's rumored to be Tina Fey is what the rumor
so
is.
So far, yeah. Now, I've also seen rumors that there's some other former cast members that are like, hold your role there, Lorne. The rest of us were just as talented and just as important to the cast. Why don't the rest of us have a shot at this as well? So I think that could get kind of interesting. I mean, will Lorne Michaels just appoint somebody as the, you know, overlord of SNL? Or is he going to make this like an open audition to see who can handle it the best?
And that's a good question, yeah.
It's going to be interesting, I think.
I don't know if for something like that. I don't know if Lorne Michaels actually becomes somebody like Johnny Carson, where they...
Sure.
Because, I mean, I don't even think Johnny Carson really passed the show on to anyone after. I mean, he had his vote, you know, but right, isn't the network really in charge of that?
I think so. I mean, it's guys like Colin Jost who are currently on the cast who are like, why would you consider, you know, bringing in somebody else? We're already here. Michael Che is also kind of in on those conversations if you listen to the rumors. I think Tina Fey would be fantastic. I think somebody like Colin Jost or Michael Che would be fantastic as well. So it'll be interesting to see what the network does and if Lorne Michaels has the overall say or if the network's going to make the final decision. I mean, really, really with most of the cast members of SNL, some of them who have become very famous and gone on to do other things, would there really be a bad choice when you look at it in that respect? I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, I was just going to say, just think about all of those careers that were launched because of Saturday Night Live. And they, when the show became popular, then all of the cast members became more and more popular. And then they branched out and they started doing movies, and then they became even more successful. Crazy. I mean, everybody from Belushi and Aykroyd to Chevy Chase, and then Eddie Murphy and Joe
Chris Farley.
Yeah. I mean,
Will Ferrell. The list goes on and on. Yeah, for sure. So I think it's going to be interesting. I'm kind of excited about the movie. Now, that's one of those that I'll probably wait to watch when it comes onto a streaming platform. Sure. I don't know if I'm going to race to the theaters to see it. Plus, I want to see the reviews from other people who maybe have dug into the backstory of SNL a little bit more to see how accurate it actually is. Because I know there's going to be dramatization. There has to be for movie scripts, right? I mean, I'm not naive to that. But at the same time, I hope that they do it justice and they tell the story the way it should be told in the accuracy for the most part that it took place, because I think that makes a way more interesting story than Hollywood deciding to dramatize it. Now, do we know, was Lorne Michaels in on the process of this movie, or did he step aside and just somebody else decided to write this? Because I think that makes a huge difference as far as the accuracy of what happened, if he's involved or somebody that was in his orbit at the time.
I don't know for sure, but I would imagine he would almost have to be on as far as being like an executive producer or a consultant of some type,
the script or something like that, because to me that makes a world of difference in the integrity of the film, because this is a guy who can still tell a story. He's still here, right? Like, we haven't lost Lorne Michaels from the world. So that's a guy who can basically just give his thumbs up approval, and to me that gives the movie a whole bunch more integrity if he was involved in some process and basically gave his yay or nay on the whole thing.
Definitely.
I mean, he doesn't even need to be there for the day to day, but as long as he's like approved something, seen the movie at the end and was like, yes, this is the tale to tell, then I'm kind of like, okay, now I'm more interested. I'm more vested in it. Yeah, because I think it is a fascinating story, and I think Lorne Michaels is a fascinating human being, and only he can tell his story in the right way. And so that would give it a little bit more credit to me anyway.
Definitely.
Now, I found this to be interesting this morning, Finn, because, you know, we're almost to September, and we're going to switch gears here and talk about something completely different than SNL. But, you know, if you've got a friend who loves Halloween, or maybe just one of those friends who really loves the goth lifestyle, and maybe somebody who loves the beach all at the same time, not that I think those two things go together. But anyway, Yeti teamed up with the bottled water brand Liquid Death for an ice cooler that looks like a casket. It's life-sized, and it's bright white. Other than two small logos on the front, it actually looks like a casket sitting out on the beach.
It really does.
It really truly does. It's insulated, and it's lined with that triple foam cold cell technology that Yeti is known for. Without ice, they say it's big enough to hold 378 beers. So just enough to get you and one friend through the Labor Day weekend or one Packers game is essentially what you're telling me. The bad news is that you're going to have to pony up a lot of cash if you want one of these, because there's only one of them that's been made. They're auctioning it off on Liquid Death's website. The sale ends tomorrow, so there's still some time to get in on the whole thing. Now, I just was checking on this morning. So far, the bid is up around $30,000, which essentially really isn't that much cheaper than the cost of a real funeral. I mean, they're pretty much hand in hand. But no, this thing is actually kind of weird and creepy, and it even has like the double lid thing where you can open one half. And I mean, this isn't one of those things that they made to look like a parody. It really, truly does look like a casket sitting out on your lawn or on the beach for whatever picnic that you are deciding to have. But just for a mere $30,000, Finn, this can all be yours.
Wow. The video has people gathering around the casket looking like, we're having so much fun with our backyard barbecue and our casket. But yeah, I mean, it does.
Very strange.
It really is authentic looking.
I mean, it's even got the handles, like the handles along the side for when you have to do a funeral procession and carry it. I mean, it's got everything from start to finish. It is kind of crazy. But yeah, the partying around the casket is a little weird. I mean, if you didn't know any any better. You would think that Aunt Jenny finally kicked the bucket and everybody was really excited. I mean, that's essentially what you would think.
There,
it's
yeah.
very strange. But right. I mean, my favorite is the little blonde kid in the video who's very excited to be digging out a Kool-Aid from the casket. Oh, my goodness.
It would make a great Halloween decoration.
It would, and that's the intention, I guess. But I mean, how much does this thing weigh? That would be my other question, because it is a life-size casket, and it holds up to 378 beers, or let's say bottled or cans. But at the same time, I can't imagine that this is just pull this one out of your car and hork it to the beach kind of thing.
You never know. I mean, it says it's insulated with triple foam cold cell technology. Yeah. So, I mean, that you can't really be sure how.
I mean, I can't imagine this thing is light. Maybe it's got handles because it takes you and a couple friends to get it to wherever you want it to go. I mean, if they're going to go all in, they might as well go all in.
If you're going to bring it to the next tailgate party, it's going to be kind of tricky to get it.
Can you imagine pulling up to your Packers tailgate party outside Lambeau Field and pulling out the old casket? Oh, that puts a whole new meaning to things, doesn't it? As if your cornhole tournament wasn't enough and the brats on your little grill, now you're going to really pack them in with your casket. Yeah. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. Not actually a bad start to the morning. Now, I know that's weird to say because it's a little cloudy out there and we're expecting another warm and humid day. But right now, the temperature is lovely with a nice breeze. It was beautiful walking this morning. 83 for our high today. Some scattered thunderstorms likely tonight and then partly cloudy with a high near 80 tomorrow. Really starting tomorrow in through the rest of your Labor Day weekend, it is going to be perfect if you have plans outside. 82 on Saturday, and then Sunday through Monday, low to mid 70s with a whole lot of sunshine. Right now, it's 65.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun, too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on the Civic Media app. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Right now, thank you so much for spending your Friday Eve with us. It's the Spin Doctors. This is Two Princes on 99.7 Max FM.
This one.
just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now. And if you wanna buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now, and if you want to call me, baby, just go ahead now, and if you like to tell me, maybe just go ahead now, and if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:31 right now, and the level of anger that these five words have stoked is actually kind of amazing, or maybe not when you look at the crazy times that we live in 2024. But the TSA went viral after tweeting that peanut butter is a liquid. This tweet has been viewed more than 20 million times in the last few days. The post said, quote, "Peanut butter is a liquid. We said what we said." Throwing down the gauntlet there, the TSA. They obviously meant to irk people with it, and they really do classify peanut butter as a liquid, if you didn't know. If you want to carry peanut butter onto a plane, it has to be 3.4 ounces or less. Now, there's some nerdy internet sleuths out there that pointed out that technically peanut butter is not a liquid. It's a non-Newtonian fluid. Or if you really want to get technical, part of a subset of non-Newtonian fluids called Bingham plastics, toothpaste and mayo would also fall into the Bingham plastics category. Getting very technical and very sciencey this morning. Now, the reactions to peanut butter being a liquid online have been pretty darn phenomenal and a whole lot of fun. One person called for a congressional oversight hearing, another joked that they can no longer wash down their meal with a nice cold glass of peanut butter, and a third person was blunt with it, telling the TSA, "This is why no one likes you." We are passionate about things like peanut butter and bacon in this world, so I can imagine that everybody would have a little reaction to not being able to take peanut butter on it. I mean, are you really getting onto a plane with your big jar of Skippy? I'm not really sure most people do that, but, you know, each their own. We don't judge what's in anybody else's bag. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to have a warm and humid day once again, maybe some showers tonight, then much nicer temperatures as we go into the Labor Day weekend. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us later this hour to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Also, birthdays and anniversaries coming up. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. Right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 30th annual Baraboo River Rendezvous, a pre-1840 fur trade reenactment Labor Day weekend. This will be Friday, August 30th through Sunday the 1st from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's at Spirit Point on Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. Come enjoy the 1800-style food, games, live demonstrations, competitions, as well as live music. You can check out their Facebook page for all the details. Again, this will be Labor Day weekend, Friday the 30th through September 1st, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., Spirit Point, Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. And it's time once again for the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw. The event will feature a parade, stages for entertainment, arts and crafts, food booths, a 5K and 10K run, and so much more. This will all be happening at Marion Park in Prairie du Sac. You can get all the details at wiscowchip.com, W-I-S-cowchip.com. Friday events will include live music from 5 until 9, the corporate throw at 5:30. Then on Saturday, it's the big day of events, food court open all day long. The 5K and 10K will start the day. Then the cow chip breakfast. You've got the farmer's market, a petting zoo, volleyball tournament, again, arts and crafts, so many events taking place. And the official Wisconsin State Adult and Team Cow Chip Throw will begin at 1 p.m. All the details, again, can be found at wiscowchip.com.
Stanley Day is back at Tin Roof Dairy in downtown Baraboo. It was a huge hit in May, so they are bringing it back prior to school starting. Bring any Stanley-style cup and get it filled with 20 or 24 ounces of ice cream. Get 20 ounces for $10 or 24 ounces for just $12. Don't miss out. Be on the lookout for more events coming down the pike at Tin Roof Dairy in Baraboo.
Yeehaw! Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
Freddie Peralta delivered 6 shutout innings of 2-hit ball to lead the Brewers to a 5-3 win over the Giants at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Peralta struck out 8 in his 9th win of the season, William Contreras belting his 18th home run. Cubs scored 6 times in the top of the 9th to come from behind and beat the Pirates 14-10. Chicago's won 6 of its last 7. Cardinals over the Padres 4-3. Oakland down Cincinnati 9-6. Packers turned to the Titans to settle a couple of key positions heading into the season. They traded for quarterback Malik Willis to serve as Jordan Love's backup, and then they released kicker Greg Joseph yesterday, signing Titans rookie free agent Braden Narveson, who went 6-for-7 in the preseason, including a 59-yard game winner. 30 of the best golfers in the world will tee it up at the Tour Championship at Eastlake in Atlanta today. Scottie Scheffler enters as the world's number one golfer and starts with a 2-shot lead on the field. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy, warm, and a little humid again today. We'll get to 83 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then we're heading into a fantastic weekend. Partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday. We're talking low to mid-70s. Plenty of sunshine Sunday and Labor Day. Make your Labor Day weekend barbecue great with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
7:38 right now. We hope you're having a great morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Hall & Oates, you make my dreams come true. Birthdays and anniversaries next. What I want. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:41 right now. And Finn, as we sit in the middle of a political election year, you know, just a little backstory. You need 270 electoral votes to win an election, right? We don't do the popular vote here in the United States. It all comes down to the electoral. People online, though, this isn't like a serious political conversation, by the way. People online are having a whole lot of fun listing campaign promises that would help a candidate win all of the electoral votes. For the record, there are 538 total. Now, it's a stupid meme thing, so none of this is basically going to happen, but it is fun to dream a little bit. Now, here are some of the best answers that have come up online. If you promise to make all fast food places serve breakfast all day, that'd probably get you to the 538. Oh, I totally can get down with that. Pledging to bring back original movie ideas, not just the remakes and the sequels. Oh, yeah, see, we're not the only ones tired of it, Finn. Everybody else is too. Banning your item just shipped alerts when it's really just the fact that the label's been created and you're still going to wait for a few days. Yeah, that's super annoying. how often does stuff get stuck in limbo because of that? Shoes, speaking of TSA, shoes have to stay on at all TSA checkpoints. Not only are they taking away our peanut butter now on flights, but now people want to make sure that we keep our shoes on. Now, again, that's just kind of a safety issue, but apparently people online think that 538 electoral votes would definitely get you the grab if you promised to keep the shoes on. Banning those super bright LED headlights that blind you at night. Yeah, I had a couple of those last night driving home from Madison.
Wow.
They're awful. And Corey's truck is really bad as well. People always flash us with his truck telling us to dim the lights. The lights are on dim. I don't know what to tell you. They're ridiculous. Forcing TV shows to have at least 22 episodes per season again. No more of this 10 or 12 thing. We want to up the ante a little bit. And then somebody online says, you just dropped this line. I don't know who created Hawk Tua, but I'm trying to figure out how to get everyone to walk Tua the polls. Get what they did there? So again, not serious in any way, because we can have fun with politics and still joke about what's going on. And this is a great thread over on BuzzFeed if you want to go check it out. So people got some really ingenious ideas on what's going to get you the entire bushel of electoral votes just by giving interesting answers. I mean, you don't even have to say that you're like really want to go through with those things. We know how politics works, but at least say it out loud and somebody's going to bite on it, because that's how things actually happen.
If you could just
pick
one thing off that list, what would it be?
Oh, let's see. Oh, there's some good ones on here. Probably the movie one, where you can't do any more remakes and sequels. You got to have some original ideas. I think that would be a big one for me. I mean, there's a couple of them that would be in the top, though. And also the label created for mailing, especially when you're ordering stuff, that would be another one. Those two things, if somebody does away with those two things, I'd be cool. I'd be good. I'd vote for whoever could make that happen.
Yeah, because I think the original movie idea thing, I think that is something that would be more consistent, like it would play out throughout the years and we would benefit the most for, because it would be so consistent.
Yes, absolutely. We do have to jump over to our birthday list this morning, because Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to be joining us in just a few minutes to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. But before we can do that, we got to talk birthdays and anniversaries. So if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. I just love that we can have unserious conversations about politics, too. See, it doesn't always have to be divisive. We don't have
to
divide rooms based off of politics. We can have some fun with the conversations as well. Starting at the top of our celebrity list. Now, this one threw me this morning because obviously he's no longer on the earth, but Michael Jackson, he would have celebrated his 66th birthday today. And I don't know if it's just the fact that we remember Michael Jackson as this young super pop star, and obviously everybody ages, but the fact that Michael Jackson would have been 66, I don't know, it threw me this morning. I can't wrap my mind around that. Maybe that's because he passed away when he was so young. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, because he passed away in what, 2009?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. But I couldn't wrap my mind around the fact of a 66-year-old Michael Jackson. I just couldn't do it this morning. thing. We might throw in some Michael Jackson later, too, just because we can and because he would have celebrated his birthday. Let's see. We've got with other celebrities on the list. Liam Payne, though, one of the One Direction guys who did not betray the fans. He is celebrating his 31st birthday. I'm not sure we've heard too much from him since he actually left the group. Lea Michele, who is Rachel on Glee. She was also Hester on Scream Queens. She is celebrating her 38th birthday. She got quite the reputation for somebody who's really hard to work with in Hollywood over the years. There's not a lot of people who really love Lea Michele who worked with her. I think that's interesting because it's the same story and the same version of the same story all the time from several different people. So you got to think that at one point maybe the ego was a little bigger than Lea Michele. I don't know, but it's pretty consistent across
the board.
Is
she just rude to people on set or what's the deal?
It kind of seems like it. Yeah, just very negative, very nitpicky about things that other people do. Even if she's making mistakes, she's fine calling other people out, but would basically have temper tantrums on the set of Glee if somebody called her out with not getting something correct or doing something well. Just those little things. I mean, maybe she's grown and evolved since then. That's been a long time ago, so who knows. Jay Ryan, who played adult Ben in It Chapter 2, he was the undercover cop Ben Wesley in on Mary Kills People, and Vincent on the CW's Beauty and the Beast remake. He is celebrating his 43rd birthday. Beth Dover, who played Linda Ferguson on Orange is the New Black, is celebrating her 46th birthday. Speaking of a show that was like a bazillion years ago, that was like one of the first popular streaming shows too, Orange is the New Black. That was Netflix, basically their first series. And I remember when that came out, they won tons of awards. And that's when streaming series basically came into the mainstream and started becoming part of the award ceremonies and our everyday vernacular and all of that kind of stuff. Thank you, Orange is the New Black. You did it for us. Dante Bosco, the leader of the Lost Boys in that movie Hook, is celebrating his 49th birthday. We have Carla Gugino on the list, who was in Spy Kids, Sin City, Watchmen, Entourage, and Roadies. She is celebrating her 53rd birthday. Now, I have to slow myself down on this one for pronunciation's sake. Michelle Ndegeocello is celebrating a birthday. She is 56 years old. Now, you probably don't know the name just off the top of your head, but you're going to know her voice, Finn, because she's that one who did the remake of Wild Night with John Mellencamp, Van Morrison's original song, and she's the female singer on that, and she's got an incredible voice. Anyway, 56 for her. Rebecca De Mornay, who is the call girl Tom Cruise hooks up with in Risky Business. She's also the psychotic Nanny from The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. She is celebrating her 65th birthday today. Her dad was that crazy TV talk show host Wally George. She was so embarrassed by him, true story by the way, that she changed her last name so she wouldn't have any connection to him whatsoever.
Wow.
Right? There's something to be said for that. And then finally, Elliot Gould is on the list. Of course, he played Ross and Monica's dad on Friends, and he was also Trapper in the original movie version of MASH. 86 for Elliot Gould. And we've talked about this. He had a very short-lived sitcom that was the precursor to basically ER back in the day on NBC. That's where I remember Elliot Gould from, because obviously I was a little young for the MASH movie and Friends hadn't come out, but that's my first introduction into Elliot Gould. You notice that emergency room, as it was called, the sitcom that literally lasted like 12 shows, did not make the resume list here on our birthdays.
Well, that's not fair. Sometimes those shows, just because they don't continue on, doesn't mean they weren't good.
Right? It was probably suspect. It was probably a little suspect. The only reason I remember the show is because I've talked about this. When I used to come home from school, Nickelodeon, Nick at Night, all of that, they actually used to play real shows and like kid shows and then, go into old sitcoms, right? After like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. And so that would just be on in the house. And that was one of the first sitcoms. Obviously, with 12 episodes, it didn't last long as far as a Nick at Night feature.
Yeah.
Crank through those pretty darn quickly. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to our list, we make it super easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, coming up, let's take a look at the forecast. I was going to promo Ben Bromley, but we should talk about the weather first. Mostly cloudy today, warm and humid with a high near 83. Actually, a pretty pleasant morning right now. There are even a few sprinkles when we were out walking this morning. Some scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, and then really the rest of the Labor Day weekend going to be absolutely beautiful. Partly cloudy with a high near 80 tomorrow, 82 on Saturday, then loaded to mid-70s with lots of sunshine Sunday and Monday. Right now, it's 65. Now I can talk about Ben Bromley. I got the weather out of the way. We are going to take a look at what's going on this weekend in Baraboo in just moments. Ben from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us in just seconds. Weekends Are Best here on Max FM is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. And joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today?
Hey, doing great, Maddie. How are you?
I am fantastic. We are getting ready for an extra long weekend, and I think all of us can be thankful for the fact that we're going to get an extra day, or a lot of us, I should say. There's still going to be some hardworking people out there laboring on Labor Day. But we do have a fantastic list of events that are taking place this weekend in Baraboo, really to just kind of relax a little bit, maybe check out all sorts of different things. So where would we like to start on this calendar for this week, Ben?
Well, let's see. I always say there's no time like the present.
Love
let's
it.
Start with tomorrow.
Okay,
the Baraboo River Rendezvous.
Yes, this is a big event.
So this is at Spirit Point. Of course, this has been a local favorite for many, many, many years. That's the little spot just next to Circus World where they reenact the fur trade era of the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And it's an affordable, family-friendly event. Runs from 9 to 5. Only costs $2 to get in.
Not bad. Not bad. A little piece of history this weekend in Baraboo. And as you said, this is going to run tomorrow through Sunday. So you have plenty of opportunities to get out there and check this out. Now, besides that, I know there's a lot of other events. And I'm sure we'll get to some of the live music because there's a lot of that on the calendar. What else is going on this weekend?
Yeah, as you and I discussed, we can't get to all the live music at all of our local mm-hmm. emporiums of adult beverages. But there is one special one I want to highlight. This is going to be tomorrow night. Emily Brooke, who's a Nashville artist, yeah. and some might remember her as an American Idol finalist, she's going to be performing Friday at 5:30 p.m. over at Broken Bottle Winery. So I think that's nice. A special event folks might want to know about.
Yeah, absolutely. So get out there and enjoy it. And as I just said, weather is going to be perfect this weekend for any of these outdoor musical events. We are talking some really nice weather. We lucked out as far as Mother Nature goes. So that's going to be an awesome event. What else do we have going on this weekend?
Well, yeah, we always encourage folks to look at the full calendar, see all the stuff. We're not going to get to all the live music or all the Baraboo tours that are on the calendar every weekend, but don't forget about those. Mm-hmm. But spinning forward to Saturday, of course, we have our downtown farmers market. And then over in West Baraboo, they've got their Saturday market going on. We've got a good selection of live music, but I want to allow time for one of my personal favorites. Blue Oyster Cult is going to be performing at Ho-Chunk
Gaming. More cowbell, Ben. More cowbell. That's all we have
to
say. I
got a fever, and there's only one prescription. They're going to perform at Ho-Chunk Gaming 7:30 Saturday night.
Should be a fantastic show. Tickets are on sale for that right now. So you can jump over to baraboo.com, and we'll give you the website again here in just a moment to get the link and get yourself some tickets. Now, I know that that's not all that's going on this weekend in Baraboo because we also have Sunday to take a look at. What else is happening?
We sure do. And newsflash to everyone, Sunday is September 1st.
I know. I just had to like click on the next little button on our calendar here, and I was like, wow, okay, that's surreal.
It is.
For just a moment. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe it. It's really hard to believe that the kiddos are going to be heading back to school next week. So there is that aspect of it, if they haven't already, because I know some schools in the area are already back in session. But we do have a few things going on Sunday as well. So what else is on this calendar?
We sure do. The one I want to make sure to mention is the Baraboo Sunday Market. Now, of course, typically this is the last Sunday of the month. They moved it to sync it up with Labor Day weekend and to sort of fit a back-to-school theme that they're doing downtown. But the Sunday market is going to take place this Sunday, the first Sunday of the month. It's going to go run from 9 to 3 downtown, and there is a special opportunity. Downtown Baraboo is letting you throw a pie in the face of certain local personages.
Ooh, yes,
and
yes, I've seen
this. Those will
this.
Include yours truly. You can
nice.
Throw a whipped cream pie in my face from 10 to 10:20 Sunday morning downtown
nice.
In front of A Sense of Adventure.
Now, I'm going to assume that the whipped cream pie tastes a lot better than the shaving cream pie that I had tossed in my face a few years ago.
Actually, you know what?
Ago.
Now that you mention it, I think it is going to be a shaving cream pie.
Oh, that doesn't taste good. Trust me. It does not taste good. It's very sticky as well. I do know that. There's still probably remnants of it from years ago that I'm trying to get out of my hair because it was very sticky.
Wonderful. Well, we're doing it for a good cause, for raising money for healthy snacks for kids in the local school. So you pay,
Love
I think
it.
It's $5. And let her rip.
All right.
But of course, that's only
fun.
Part of the event. Of course, we have all the vintage, homegrown, handmade items that are featured every month at the Baraboo Sunday Market.
I mean, really, no matter what you're looking to do this weekend, even if you want to just kick back and relax a little bit, there is plenty on this calendar to keep you busy, even if you're not going to be doing any traveling and going to stay closer to home this Labor Day weekend. Now, as we mentioned, for people who want to check out the full list and check out all of the different musical acts that are going to be performing around the area, where's the best place to go to get all that information?
Baraboo.com.
It does not get much easier than that, so make sure you check it out. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. You and your family have a wonderful extended weekend, and we will talk to you next week, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And remember, if you want to check out all of the different events taking place this weekend in Baraboo, or if you want to do a little event planning and see what's coming up over the next few weeks, best place to go, baraboo.com. It's really like one-stop shopping, I promise. Weekends are best here on Max FM, joining you, brought to you by, I should say, by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Check your fridge for Boar's Head deli meat. It's linked to a deadly listeria outbreak nationwide. 57 people in 18 states are sick. 9 have died, including Gershon Morgenstein's dad.
We're all still in shock for all of the things, you know, that he's seen and been through in his life.
He was a Holocaust survivor. The CDC warning customers may still have tainted meat in their fridge. In the presidential race, heavy campaigning today among the candidates. Democrat Kamala Harris, she and her running mate Tim Walz continue their bus tour in Georgia today. Trump holds a town hall in Wisconsin amid controversy over his visit to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday. That's being called an illegal campaign photo op.
NPR reports Trump campaign officials were asked not to take photos or videos in a specific section of the cemetery, which allegedly led to a verbal and physical altercation with a cemetery employee. Overnight, the New York Times reporting the cemetery official has opted not to file charges, reportedly fearing retribution from Trump supporters.
ABC's Perry Russum.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Wisconsin Dells Middle School and Spring Hill Elementary School.